No Commitments by Simon Brett, with Rosemary Leach, Celia Imrie, and Angela Thorne. Episode 3, Making It Better.
Hello?
Oh, Charlotte, it's me.
Oh, hello, Vicky.
Have you heard from her?
No, you?
No.
Licking her wounds, I imagine. I've often found that when a relationship breaks up, I need time on my own to rediscover the shattered core of my being. When I broke up with
Bjorn,
I...
We're not talking about you, Charlotte. We're talking about Anna.
All right, yes, but...
I'm worried that she hasn't been in touch, aren't you?
Well, not... Yes. Yes, of course, I've been desperately worried.
She's so vulnerable. I mean, because she's had so few serious relationships, she must have been really knocked sideways by Stuart dumping her.
Mm. Do you know, last time I spoke to her, she actually said that she'd dumped Stuart.
Attractive and talented and sexy, whereas Anna...
Yes, I know. But if it helps her to bear the pain, fair enough, I'd say. Let her pretend to everyone she did the dumping.
Hmm.
I've never needed to lie about that sort of thing, because, of course, it was always me who did the dumping. But I do remember when Gavin got into that terrible transfer dependency thing with his psychotherapist and actually thought he was in love with
Charlotte,
her.
Charlotte, we're talking about Anna.
Yes, I know. I was just drawing a useful comparison.
Yeah, well, not that useful. I've decided what we've got to do.
What?
We're Anna's sisters, and we've got to be there for her when she needs us.
I'd have thought the fact she hasn't been in touch with us means she doesn't want us to be there.
No, Anna's suffering. She's in pain, and she's too embarrassed to call us. We've got to take the initiative, and I've decided exactly what we've got to do.
Why is it we always have to do what you suggest? Why aren't I allowed any input?
Because I'm older than you are. I'm a wife and mother of three children.
I've got a daughter.
Yes, but Giselle hasn't grown up in a settled relationship, whereas Emily, Harriet and Benji...
Giselle has got a darn sight more life in her little finger than your three little prigs have got in their entire...
Charlotte, don't you dare criticize my children. At least they're well-behaved and still have hair the colour God gave them and haven't got noses and ears with more perforations than a teabag.
Listen, Vicky, just because Giselle has a sense of visual style while you try to keep your children looking like the Famous Five doesn't mean...
My children do not look like the Famous Five.
Yes, they do. They're irredeemably middle class.
Oh, thank you very much, Charlotte. I take that as a compliment on the way I brought them up.
God, you're so sad, Vicky.
Now, I'm not sad. And the only reason you're getting so worked up about this is because you know you're irredeemably middle class.
I'm not middle class. I'm an actress.
A middle class actress who gets very little work.
Oh, shut up.
What you must do, Charlotte, is ring Anna and invite her out for lunch.
Why me? Why don't you have to invite her out for lunch? After all, you're older than I am. You're a wife and a mother of three children.
I can't do the lunch bit because I'm pursuing a different approach to help Anna.
Am I allowed to know what it is?
No, it's a bit sensitive.
You suggesting I can't keep a secret?
Yes.
Oh.
So, go on, Charlotte. You ring Anna straight away and invite her out for lunch.
All right.
I do worry about her, though. Nursing her pain alone, having no one sympathetic to talk to. It's dreadful.
But the fact is, Anna, however much it hurts, you still know you did the right thing.
Oh, yes, I've never doubted that. After Stuart lied to me, I knew the relationship couldn't go on. Doesn't make it hurt any less, though. I did love him. Still do love him, I suppose.
You don't feel tempted to see him again and talk about things?
No, Emily, no. We've done our talking. He's phoned a few times since we split up. There's nothing more to say. Now I've just got to wean myself off the idea of him being around.
Easier said than done.
The trouble is, however much you try not to, when you're with someone and it seems to be working, you sort of, well, you build up all sorts of fantasies.
I know.
How are things with Mark?
Oh, still great. Wonderful. I mean, whether it'll survive me going to university or doing a gap year, I don't know.
Oh, don't start worrying about that.
The only difficulty about it is just seeing him once a week. But more often would be risky if I still want to keep it a secret.
Why do you have to keep it a secret?
Your mummy.
Ah, yes. Victoria. No, I doubt if she'd disapprove. I mean, from what you've said, Mark sounds a lot more suitable than many of the specimens you've brought home.
Oh, yes, he is. He's horrendously suitable. 23, mm-hmm. Successful career, makes a lot of money, parents' dream. which is exactly why I don't want Mummy to know about him. Otherwise, I'll be getting all that, "I wasn't a lot older than you when Daddy and I got married, you know, Emmy, darling." Oh, next thing she'll be inviting Mark's parents over for dinner. Oh, no.
I do know what you mean. Victoria's never been very good at letting other people have their own private lives. She always feels she should be doing something to help.
And never realises just how little she does help.
You have it in one, Emily.
Oh, I'm still guilty, Anna.
Guilty? Why?
Well, I'm so happy with Mark.
Well, it's nothing to feel guilty about.
No, but you're so unhappy because of Stuart.
That's the way it goes, love. Swings and roundabouts. Look, I am delighted. Delighted that you're happy. I mean, just because mine's a mess at the moment, I'm not seething with jealousy for everyone in the world whose life is working out. Good luck to you.
Thanks. But if you want to talk to me about it, do. On the other hand, if you don't, then don't.
I do actually want to talk to someone about it. No, not your mother, because she'd immediately try and sort things out for me. Certainly not Charlotte. Not that I'd be able to get a word in anyway. The person I really want to talk to is Stuart, and I mustn't do that, so I... No, actually, if you don't mind, Emily...
I don't mind.
Until... If you promise to stop me when I get too impossibly maudlin and boring...
I promise.
All right. See, I suppose the trouble is that I'd fully reconciled myself to spending the rest of my life on my own. It wasn't a problem. I was looking forward to it. And then... Stuart came along, and I found myself having to refocus all my images of the future.
And I just said to Freddie, I'm sorry, but there's more to a relationship than bed. And I know you're having better sex with me than you've ever had in your born days, but that's not enough. There are other things in life.
Yes, well, there certainly...
Really, so far as that little affair was concerned. The body is desperately, desperately important, but the mind has its needs too.
Well, that wasn't the problem with me and Stuart. It seemed to work at
everything. And then there was the way I split up with Keith. I mean... I'd never been terribly happy about going out with somebody called Keith in the first place, particularly given the fact that his second name was Pratt. So I'd been kind of looking for a let-out for a while, and I thought he could tell that I was cooling off. But clearly he couldn't, because suddenly, one evening, we were in my flat... Oh, waiter, can we have another bottle of the house white, please?
What I really wanted to talk about,
Charlotte...
We were
in my flat, and we weren't even in bed. And I'm totally gobsmacked when Keith goes down on one knee and asks me to marry him. Well, I saw my escape route... It was a bit cruel, but I couldn't resist the line. I just said, Keith, if you think I'm going to go through the rest of my life as a Pratt with another Pratt by my side, well, you've got another thing coming. It was one of my best. I mean, I know playwrights write wonderful lines for us actors, but often we come up with stuff that's just as good from improvisation. I was once rehearsing with Good Woman of Szechuan at Hornchurch, and there was this terribly ducky actor called...
Charlotte.
What?
I thought you invited me out for lunch so that I could talk about Stuart.
Well, that's what's happening.
That's the first time his name's been mentioned. You haven't given me a chance to mention it.
I'm sorry, I'm sure. I was just trying to help. Showing that you're not alone and that this kind of disaster has happened to other people in the world.
But it seems to have happened to you with remarkable frequency.
Yes, well, I'm afraid some of us are born to drive men wild.
Not just men, let me tell you.
Oh. All right, then. You tell me about you and Stuart.
I'm just feeling so empty.
Yes, I know, when class...
It's like part of me has been taken away.
Oh, really?
I know it was only 6 months or so, but I'm amazed how much Stuart had become part of my thinking. A part of my life, I suppose. And now I can't seem to settle on anything. I can't focus my mind on...
What is that wine? What is it?
Victoria, Anna doesn't half go on about things.
Well, it's only to be expected. She's had a horrible shock. It's good for her to talk.
Maybe good for her, less good for me. I'm seriously worried that my ears will be permanently bent. Honestly, you'd never catch me spilling my guts out like that to just anyone.
Well, you're not just anyone. You're her sister.
Then you'd have thought Anna would have inherited some of the family reticence.
The reticence which you so wonderfully exemplify?
Yes.
Huh.
What did you say?
Huh.
Why?
Never mind. Look, I'm going to have to cut this short. Anna's coming round any moment.
Are you pursuing your different approach with her?
Yes, I am.
And are you going to tell me what it is yet?
No.
Huh.
What did you say?
Huh.
Oh. How's Giselle?
Fine, when I see her, which isn't often. She's always off doing this charity work.
You sound disappointed.
Well, it's not much of a life for a girl in her teens, is it? She ought to be out enjoying herself.
Well, some things can skip a generation, you know.
What?
Like selfishness.
Vicky? How's Emily?
Oh, she seems very cheerful.
Probably in love.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm sure she'd tell me if something like that had happened. She'd want to share it.
I can't remember what being in love feels like.
No, it can only have happened to you about half a dozen times so far this year.
How's Roger?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't at the moment. That's why I asked.
Well, he's... Roger.
Everything fine between you?
Yes. Well, oh, you know, marriage is a long haul, isn't it?
Very long with Roger, I would imagine.
And marriages, like anything else that continues for a long time, go through hot phases and cold phases.
And are you telling me that things between you and Roger at the moment are the teensiest little bit arctic?
Well, oh, I'm sure it'll soon get better.
Yes. Is Roger aware there's anything wrong?
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Charlotte. Of course he isn't.
And anyway, the result of it all is that I'm just feeling incredibly low.
Oh, can't let yourself feel low, Anna.
If I want to feel low, I bloody well will feel low.
Oh, I do sympathise enormously with what's happened to you.
Thank you.
It must be awful having the person who's been the centre of your life suddenly not there.
Yeah, it is pretty grim. I mean, imagine how you'd feel if Roger suddenly wasn't there.
Yes. Charlotte says that you actually broke it off with Stuart.
I did.
Yes, yes, of course you did. So, what? Did you just stop loving him?
No, no, nothing as simple as that.
Oh, so you still do love him?
Yes, I suppose I do. A bit of me always will. But I'll just have to get used to the idea of Stuart not being around. Wean myself off him.
So did you have some sort of row?
We had a disagreement.
And then you flounced off and have been too proud to get back in touch with him.
I did not flounce off. And it's nothing to do with pride.
Right. I understand. Can I ask what the row was about?
No, you can't.
Fine, fine, good. If you think talking about it will help...
Might do.
I won't just tell you to snap out of it.
I don't think you dare just tell me to snap out of it, Victoria.
No, you're right, I wouldn't. So, what do you want to talk about?
Well, just give me time to gather my thoughts.
How breaking up with Stuart has hit your self-esteem?
Maybe.
How it's affected your self-perception as a woman?
That might come into it.
Or just the terrible loneliness?
That too.
Because I do understand about loneliness, you know. Anna, a lot of people think loneliness is just about being alone. But you can be much more lonely when you're actually with someone. Single people, people like you, imagine that being in a relationship is all that matters, that the fact of the relationship's existence is the be-all and the end-all. But it isn't, Anna. It most certainly isn't. The last few months I just felt so alone with Roger. Oh, he's been there, but I don't feel he's been there for me. Ah, hello, Stuart. This is Victoria Franklin, Anna's sister. Yes. Actually, Stuart, it was about Anna that I wanted to speak to you.
You know, Mark...
Mm-hmm.
I often wish I could see you more than one evening a week.
You'd get bored with me.
Never.
Anyway, you've got to be working on your A-levels.
Hmm.
And apart from that, it's not so hard explaining to your parents when you're out one night a week. A few more and they'd start getting suspicious.
Yes. But you know, I've even thought of telling them.
What?
About you and me.
Why? What's to be gained by that?
Well, then I wouldn't have to keep pretending all the time. I mean, I haven't lied to them yet, but I've got very close to it, and I do hate lying. Don't you, Mark?
Oh, yes, yes. Hate it.
So why don't I just tell them?
Bad idea. Much better the way it is. Just our secret.
But I don't want it to be a secret. I want everyone to know that we're in love.
No. No. Love's for the two people involved. Don't let anyone else in. Don't you spoil it.
Maybe. I do love you, Mark.
I love you too, Emily.
When I went to your loo, just after I arrived this evening, I found some lip gloss. Which wasn't mine.
Oh, no! No, my secret is out! Dear Jerry Springer, my girlfriend's discovered I'm a transvestite.
No, you're not, but I think your secret might be out. I thought I was the only girl you were seeing.
I've never said that.
Oh, so you admit it's true, do you?
Listen, I'm very highly sexed, you know, Emily.
What, you're suggesting I'm not?
No, by no means. I know exactly how highly sexed you are. And very grateful I am for it, too.
I just said I hated lying, Mark, and you agreed with me.
Yes, but there's lying and being selective with the truth, isn't there? I mean, I never have actually lied to you. I just haven't mentioned the fact that I see other women.
Women? Well, how many?
Well, only two. Or three. Main ones.
Main ones? But when we first started going out together, Mark, you told me you'd never felt like that before.
I hadn't.
But now you tell me that all this time there was all these other girls.
Yes, but with them it doesn't feel the same as it does with you.
Well, why not?
Because you're you.
Oh.
And all the other girls are, well, other girls.
So you're saying it feels better with me?
No, just different.
Oh, thanks.
You see, the way I see it, Emily, is that we're only on this earth once.
Yes.
And so it's our sort of duty to get as much experience as we can.
Mark, you're only 23. You've got plenty of time to get experience.
Yes, but better to do it now while I haven't got any responsibilities.
Oh, so you don't reckon you have any responsibility to me?
No. And it's better to get the experience now before someone gets hurt.
And it didn't occur to you that I might be getting hurt, did it?
Look, if you didn't know I was seeing other women, you wouldn't be feeling hurt, would you?
Well,
so, the only thing that's hurting you is the fact that you know. 5 minutes ago you weren't hurting. And come on, I mean, you can't say I don't make a great fuss of you when I'm with you, can you?
No, I can't say that. But it spoils things a bit now I know that every other night of the week you're making a great fuss of other women.
Not every other night.
I don't think what you're doing is fair.
It's very fair. I make exactly the same fuss of all of you.
Oh, and that's meant to make me feel good, is it? Oh, I thought that every time you saw me, you were cooking up an individual gourmet meal for two. Now I realise you're more like a kind of sexual McDonald's.
Yes. I've been a bit of a cheeky burger, haven't I?
If that's what you want to call it, yes. All I know is that, so far as our relationship's concerned, Mark, well, you've had your French fries.
Oh.
No, I must say I am feeling quietly proud of myself.
And is that the only reason you dragged me all the way out here to Beckenham to gloat?
I'm not gloating, Charlotte. I feel that I've really done some good, that's all. And anyway, it's so rarely that the two of us get together for a meal and a girly chat.
Girly chat? You still haven't told me what you're feeling quietly proud of yourself about. Am I to gather your different approach to Anna's problem has paid off?
Yes, I would say it most definitely has.
Well, since you finally decided I'm mature enough to be told about it, will you please tell me about it?
Of course. How's Giselle?
She's fine.
No more piercing?
Nope.
Just as well. I think if she had another hole put in her right ear, it'd fall off.
And how's Emily?
Oh, delightful as ever. A joy to have around the house. And working so hard for her A-levels.
Good.
Didn't you ever wish Giselle had followed the further education route rather than going straight from school into her charity work?
No, I don't. And I'd watch it, Vicky. You're on rather shaky ground here because you didn't get any A-levels, did you? You married Roger instead.
Yes.
Which I'm sure must qualify as some kind of education. Arduous training, perhaps.
Charlotte, and of course, since you married Roger, you've done nothing.
How dare you say that? I've brought up 3 children.
But you've never had the stresses of juggling your home life with a career.
Oh, whereas you have.
Yes.
Oh, except I wouldn't really call your acting a career, Charlotte. A career usually involves more than 2 or 3 days' work a year. Hardly qualifies as juggling when you're using only one ball.
There's no point in rising to you when you're being childish like this, Vicky.
Anyway, despite not having juggled my home life with a career, I do feel that I've done a good job with the children.
If a good job means totally draining the individuality.
No, I know we've had our ups and downs with Emily. But when I look at how she's turned out, well, she's a great comfort to me.
Talk of the devil.
What on earth are you doing, Emily?
You can see what I'm bloody doing. I'm taking a vodka bottle and I'm going to drink the lot of it.
Oh, but you haven't said good evening to Charlotte.
So?
Emily, don't you dare.
Oh, shut up, you silly cow. For once in your bloody life, will you leave me alone?
Yes, I can understand, Vicky. Emily must be such a great comfort to you. Hello?
Oh, Anna, darling.
What is it, Victoria?
I just wanted you to know I've sorted everything out.
Sorted what out?
Your problem with the steward.
What have you done, Victoria?
Are you sitting down?
No, I'm on my quarters. I'm busy.
You may want to sit down before I tell you what I've done.
I'll be the judge of that.
Anna, I've talked to Stuart.
Why? I mean, what possible business is it of yours?
Well, I know him. I've met him a good few times, and we met at the private view, you may remember.
Yes, I do remember. Now, what have you done, Victoria?
I explained the situation to Stuart.
What situation?
The situation between him and you.
Well, what makes you think you know anything about the situation between him and me?
Well, the fact that I've known you for 50 years.
Hey, you may have known me for 50 years, but never once in those 50 years have you understood me.
Stuart wants to see you, Anna.
I know he wants to see me. He keeps calling me to say he wants to see me.
Well, I fixed it.
What?
I know you want to see him, too, and it's only your pride that's stopping you from getting in touch, so I set up a nice little intimate lunch for you in a rather charming little restaurant I know in Covent Garden, where there'll be no pressure on either
of you. Victoria, when I want someone else to sort out my life for me, I will ask them to do it. And I can assure you that when that moment arrives, in the long, long list of people I might turn to, your name would not figure, not even right down at the very end. Have you got that? By all means, focus your busybody tendencies in any direction you like, so long as it's not towards me. I can't stop you meddling with your husband and children's lives, but I can stop you from poking your nose into mine. All you've achieved by your interference, you may be glad to know, is to embarrass me and to embarrass Stuart. So in future, Victoria, will you please mind your own bloody business?
Oh, someone I know.
Oh, yes. Someone you know very well indeed. What's the matter, Emily?
Oh, Anna, it's all so dreadful.
Oh. The fact is, Emily, however much it hurts, you still know you did the right thing.
Oh, yes. I never doubted that. I mean, after Mark lied to me, I knew the relationship couldn't go on. That doesn't make it hurt any less, though. I did love him. Still do love him, I suppose.
You don't feel tempted to see him again and talk about things?
Oh, no, Anna, no. We've done our talking. He's phoned a few times since we split up, but there's nothing more to say.
Mm. Pass me that vodka bottle.
Here you go. No. Now it's just up to me to wean myself off the idea of Mark being around. And it shouldn't be so hard.
I think you just have to face facts, Vicky. Anna was never really suited to having relationships.
No, you're right. It was always going to be difficult for her. Unlike you and me.
Unlike me, anyway.
What do you mean?
I do have quite a lot of experience in that area, whereas you...
I've got Roger.
Yes, but that hardly comes under the definition of a relationship, does it?
Oh.
How's Emily?
Oh. Well...
A joy to have around the house?
No, not at the moment.
Bad luck.
Giselle's being absolutely charming. I mean, we've always been close, but now there's not such an age difference between us.
The age difference between you hasn't changed since the moment she was born.
Well, no, not literally, not in years, but for so long I was an adult and she was a child.
Didn't stop you always dressing her like an adult.
Anyway, now we're both grown women, and we've just got so much in common, we can have real proper girly nights out.
So when did you and Giselle last have a girly night out?
But, Vicky, I'm really sorry to hear about your problems with Emily.
They're not problems. Well, she is being a little difficult at the moment, yes, but I'm sure everything will soon be ironed out. It's all stress because of her A-levels. Very paranoid time for all of them, you know, with the university entrance hanging on the results. Once all that's out of the way, Emily will be absolutely fine.
Mm. Given the way she's behaving, you don't think there might be a man involved?
No, I don't, Charlotte. I know my own daughter, and I can assure you, if she was involved with some man, I would be instinctively and instantly aware of the fact.
Ah. How did Anna take your different approach to the Stuart problem, Vicky?
Oh, she made a big fuss, pretended she was furious at my doing anything, but I could tell, deep down, she was delighted. I think that'll work out, you know, even given her lack of aptitude for relationships. All that was needed, you see, was for someone with the right sensitivity and subtlety of approach to come in from outside and build a bridge between the two of them.
Mm.
So, as you may imagine, I'm feeling pretty pleased with myself.
Oh, yes. No problem imagining that.
You see, we may occasionally have our disagreements, but there's no question. I always know what Anna really needs.
No Commitments starred Rosemary Leach as Anna, Celia Imrie as Charlotte, and Angela Thorne as Victoria. With Lisa Coleman as Emily and Will Ing as Mark. No Commitments was written by Simon Brett and produced by Maria Esposito.